Now joining me on the line, we have Michelle Kerrigan, who is the CEO of Grow Mental Health Recovery. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. I'm very well, thank you.
So I have you on today to kind of talk to us about how this coronavirus lockdown and kind of suspension for a lot of jobs has affected people who'd use mental health services on a regular basis.
What has happened over the last number of weeks, obviously from our own organisational perspective, all our community groups had to close because obviously with social distancing, etc. So an awful lot of our groups have gone back online. But that actually, for a lot of people, that is quite challenging. And albeit that they were in need of support for their mental health, the challenge of getting online for some people was actually quite significant. So through the whole issue of our area coordinators, they actually supported members to get online. But what we have found is that an awful lot of people who were in need of the service were actually experiencing a lot of isolation, because many of our members would be of an age where they would have had to cocoon over the last number of weeks. So the isolation for them was quite significant, and obviously loneliness and lack of contact with other people. But through our network, people did actually ensure that people had contact during the week by phoning people, checking in to make sure that they were okay, giving them parts of our program and giving them tasks to undertake so that it would give them a structure and that they could focus on, their own recovery as well. But another key aspect, and this would be true of the general population as well, the anxiety that has occurred for people, because we're in a time of the unknown. Over the last number of weeks, we have only really come to realise, the severity of this virus that is, going around the whole world at this point of time. And people are anxious about their loved ones, hoping that they won't get the coronavirus. People who have loved ones in homes, etc., that they won't get the virus either. And also people who have, unfortunately, some people have lost their jobs. And where do they go from here? So an awful lot of anxiety around all of those day-to-day issues that up to now we have all taken for more or less for granted that everything was okay. And a lot of people are experiencing that anxiousness and that the stress that comes with that. And what we would say to people is that if you are feeling that terrible anxiety or stress, please do contact us or any other mental health organisation that's out there, because you need to address it, preferably earlier, rather than letting it get in on you, because it will take obviously longer to get your recovery started and to begin to, think about the future and put a structure to your life. So these are the kind of the things that are coming up for us, Carl, in relation to how people are feeling at this particular time. A lot of people feeling very vulnerable. And there's also a sense of a lack of hope as well, that we will come through this. And we will come through it. And that's what we encourage people to, look very positively at the future. Yes, there is a glitch in the way we live our lives at the moment, but we will come through it and there will be a new way of living. And maybe out of all of this, we will be far more connected into the future as well.
And of course, this month as well being PTSD Awareness Month, which I didn't realise a lot of people actually weren't really aware of.
That's
has
correct.
There been kind of, I know generally you'd have people calling throughout the whole year that have PTSD, but would there be generally an increase of it around this time of the year?
Well, with the current situation that we have at the moment, there is an increase, because people are they are feeling the extremes of stress, and they are feeling, in some cases, they are feeling trauma in their lives because they have lost maybe a loved one. And they haven't been able to grieve properly. They haven't had the same supports that they would have normally had with their community coming together and supporting them in a very difficult time. I personally know of five different cases where people have unfortunately passed with coronavirus, and it has been very, very difficult for those families. And they don't seem to be getting to an end point because they've lost their loved one. They haven't gone through the grieving process, and that actually brings trauma in its own way. And they will need a lot of support to get them through that grieving process and, you know, to feel that they have done the very best that they could possibly do, because these are extraordinary circumstances that we're all living in. And, you know, we will be seeing more people presenting as well as the weeks go by, because once we start getting back into some form of normality, really everything starts hitting then very, very, very strongly. And, you know, we as an organisation are gearing up to have more people seeking support for their mental health. We already have new people coming to us at the moment who have found that, you know, they're in stressful situations, you know, between maybe family dynamics as well, because we're all, you know, in close proximity to each other and not being able to get out and about. So there will be an increase, and services are actually gearing up to be able to support people as we come out of the lockdown situation.
And of course, like as you were saying, like a lot of them will find it hard kind of readjusting to this because they've been isolated for, you're looking over 2 months now at this stage. And
yes, absolutely. Yes, and that is a concern as well, because, you know, people, there will be a fear factor for people to go back out into the community. And there will also be a piece around having lost our social connectedness to others. And that can actually bring on its own anxieties and social anxiety as well. So there are many things about this particular lockdown that we haven't seen actually the full dynamic of it. And it's not just about the virus, it's about social connectedness with others. How are we going to reintroduce people back into the community? And some people may feel very, very fearful of coming back into the community and will become very isolated. And we want to break that isolation for people because by nature we're very social. We're not meant to be isolated. So we need to, as a country, as communities, we need to break the isolation for individuals and, you know, make contact with people that have been isolated for quite some time, because it's so, so important for people. It also goes into, you know, we're talking about getting children back to school in hopefully September. Again, there will be a readjustment for children. They haven't seen their little friends. They've lost their structure of their schooling over the last couple of months. You know, behaviours will have changed as well. So there's a lot of work to be done, Carol, after COVID-19. And, you know, we will only see the full impact of it once we start getting our communities and our nation back to some form of normality, how people have actually suffered within this lockdown and how it has impacted on them. So there's lots of areas that we will have to be looking at, and our mental health and well-being is very much high up there on the agenda, that we will have to support people. We have to support people kind of coming back into the workforce, because I'm currently working from my home, as all my staff are, but and we're obviously keeping in contact through Zoom, etc., but it's not quite the same as being in the same room as somebody. And it might seem strange, but okay, we haven't seen each other since early March or middle of March. How are we going to react to each other when we go back into a room? It's going to feel different. So there's a lot of work to be done. And so we're, as I said, we are out there. We're there to help people and support people. In fact, we're also there to support workplaces as well, in the sense of that we do have workplace programs as well for the workplace to help people with these difficult times as well. So there's a lot of challenges in front of us, Carol. It's not just about the virus. It's about everything else that has impacted on us because of the virus.
And you were saying there a few minutes ago that people have been, ever since the kind of the places have been closed, a lot of people have been going to the online instead for to help them through it. For people that are looking for to about trying to get help themselves, can you give out the website for them?
Absolutely. Our website is www.grow.ie and our information line is 1890 474 474. And what we're doing, Carl, is that we are doing an introduction course every week for the next couple of weeks. So if people just want to find out about what Grow does and how the program works, they can actually call our information line and we will put them into the next available course. It runs for about approximately an hour. It is on Zoom and it is led by an area coordinator, and we will have a Grow member who will actually share their own story with the new people, and it's there to answer any questions or queries that people might have in relation to the program itself, how we can support their mental health and what to expect from their very, very first meeting. And this is our second week of running them, and we've had a number of people who have attended the introduction course, and obviously now we're going to be developing a new group with those individuals because they're all new people, and you know, bringing them through their recovery process. So if anybody is feeling isolated or feel that they are, you know, suffering from anxiety or depression, please do contact us, because now is the time to you know, resolve those issues for yourself, because you know, we need to be in the right space to meet the challenges that we will all need to face once the lockdown is lifted, and you know, how we're going to live our lives into the future, and to be able to maybe support maybe another loved person in our home that may also be struggling with their mental health, because it has been a very, very stressful time for everybody. Parents with young children, children being stuck at home, carers, you know, frontline workers, everybody has been affected in some way, and we all need to be mindful and take care of our mental health. It's, you know, without our mental health, we don't have any health at all. And our mental and physical health go together. So we need to have both of them to live a fulfilled life. So we do, we are all out exercising at the moment. Lots of people out there are doing that, and that's great. Continue that. That's very good for your mental health. But some people may be struggling. That little bit extra support that they need is there and it is available. And don't hesitate to contact.
This is Michelle. As always, it's an absolute pleasure having you on talking about mental health. And unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the show, so I'm going to have to let you go now. But
And thank you so much, Carla. It's always a pleasure being on your show, and I'd just like to thank you as well for giving me the opportunity to reach out to people that may be in need, and nobody need fear. You know, there's always a warm welcome for them, and if they didn't get the number, I'm sure they can contact your program, and you'll give it out to people as well. So look, nobody needs suffer in silence. We're all in this together, and we all need support.
Liz Michelle, take care of yourself.
Thank you, Carol, and you take care of yourself too. Take care.
Bye bye. Now, that was Michelle Kerrigan, who is the CEO of Grow Mental Health Recovery.